Hi, this is George Dersey from Clarity Consulting, and in this module, we'll take a look at using extended properties to programmatically add metadata to mailbox items. So the most common use case for extended properties is to programmatically add metadata to mailbox items. Let's say you have a CRM system that creates appointments on your user's behalf, and you want to track what clients those appointments are related to. You could use extended properties to tag that mailbox item or that calendar item with the client ID extended property. Now, of course, using the Exchange Web Services Managed API, you'll later be able to search the mailbox for items matching that particular extended property. Let's see a simple example of using extended properties to tag calendar appointments. In this example, we'll demonstrate using extended properties to attach a customer ID to a mailbox appointment, and then show how to search the calendar for appointments that have that customer ID extended property. So we'll start by creating this appointment and attaching the extended property to it. You define an extended property using this extended property definition class. Here we're specifying that this extended property is going to apply to an appointment. Some hard-coded constants here for our example. Extended property name is customer ID, and just for example, the customer ID is 12345. And here we'll say that this is a string property that we're applying. So to apply the extended property to the appointment, call setExtendedProperty on the appointment, pass in the extended property definition, and the value of the extended property, and then save the appointment. So after we've created a calendar item that has an extended property of customer ID, how do we find these items? So we're going to use an item view here for our search results. So we're basically specifying that we want to get 10 results back. And here's the extended property definition that you're familiar with. This time we're not using it to set the extended property, but to search by it. The item view also allows us to set a property set. So these are the properties we're interested in getting back in our search results. So the subject, the start and end time of the appointment, and our extended property definition. So we'll filter the search results to make sure that we only get appointments back that have that extended property applied to them. And we'll use the find item results of type mailbox item. We'll search the calendar using the filter that we specified and get the results back in the view. Go ahead and uncomment this code out. So we'll iterate through our search results, write out the subject, start date, end date to the console, and then for each extended property that the appointment has, write out the property definition name and the property value to the console. So we'll start by creating an appointment with the customer ID extended property. Appointment has been created. Let's take a look at our calendar. This is the appointment in question. And then let's look for appointments that have that customer ID extended property. So here we go. We have the appointment with General Industries. Tomorrow, the customer ID is 12345. So let's just create another dummy appointment here. Go and see the dentist tomorrow at 11 a.m. And then let's repeat the search. So obviously, this appointment here doesn't have the customer ID extended property attached to it, so it's not going to come back in our search results. In this module, we looked at using extended properties to tag mailbox items with business logic specific metadata.